Simon Tav Mem Zayin Sif Tes says a mechaber yavesh biyavesh. If you have two dry items, afagav de bashar isur mechaber trei batel. Even though in general, when it comes to halacha, if you have a mixture of two things, of two dry items, you're not sure which is us or which is mutter, we say that chad betrei batel, which means if you have a 2-to-1 ratio, you're going to be okay. That we follow the rove. So if you have two kosher items, one of kosher item, and they get mixed up, then we say that they're all kosher. Chametz b'matzah, afil be'elf lo batel. When it comes to a mixture of chametz and matzah, so then even 1 in 1,000 is not going to be nullified. We're more machmir by chametz than by all other isurim. The yesh omrim the chametz shavah l'shar isurim b'zeh, but some say no. We're makel even by chametz and matzah to say that we follow the majority and 2-to-1 is going to be okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're only talking about where you have a piece of matzah that gets mixed up into a bunch of pieces of chametz, or a piece of chametz that gets mixed up in a bunch of pieces of matzah, and you can't tell which is a chametz and which is a matzah. But if you have actual loaves, so you have two couple rolls that get mixed up with a couple actual whole matzahs, so then everyone agrees that we don't say bittel in that case, because that's a davar shebeminyan. It means it's a whole item, and a whole item we don't say a bittel by. Why would we be more machmir by chametz and matzah? So since we know that by lach balach, we already saw by liquid items, then it's asr even by mashahu. We don't say 60-to-1 is enough. Even the slightest amount of chametz is going to prohibit an entire mixture of chametz and non-chametz items. Therefore, so too by yavesh, by dry items, we are machmir to say that it's not going to work, the 2-to-1 ratio. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only if it gets mixed up on Pesach. But if it gets mixed up on Erev Pesach, where we say that even by Lach Balach, we say that it's like Shari Surin, that 60-to-1 is going to work. So then, so too, we would say that by Yavish B'Yavish, we would say 2-to-1 is going to work. However, you have to be sure that you also eat it before nightfall. But once you hit the actual time of Pesach, we would say Chozer V'Ner by it, as we saw earlier in Sif Dalet, that we say that even though before Yom Tov it was Batel, if it still exists, then on Yom Tov we say it comes back into effect, and the Chametz will prohibit, even if you have a 2-to-1 ratio, just like even if you have a 60-to-1 ratio. The other opinion that the Mechaber brings that says that it's the same as Shari Surin, the Mishnah Berurah says, most Achronim do not follow that opinion. Most Achronim follow the first opinion, that we say that even by Yavish B'Yavish, even Achad Be'alef, 1 in 1,000, is not going to be Batal. If you eat one of them, then even if you have 2-to-1, it's mutter to eat the other one, since min haTorah it's batel, and only min drabanan it's aser. And min drabanan we say that which you ate was the chametz one, so you can now eat the rest of them. Siv yud, no sein tam lufgam mutter gam v'pesach. If something gives a bad taste, a spoiled taste, so that does not consider to be prohibited, and that is mutter even on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though the Chachamim were machmir to say that chametz prohibits even the slightest amount when it comes to Pesach, and we don't say 60-to-1, that's because that, even though it's only a little bit, there's still a shame iser on it. It's still called a prohibited item. But if the tam is pagam, if it's a disgusting taste, so then the iser is removed from it entirely, and it can no longer prohibit any mixture even to eat it. And even if you don't have 60-to-1, it's still going to be okay because of nosein tam lifgam. However, the Rama says yesh machmirin. There are some who are machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah says the reason some are machmir is because if 1 in 1,000 to 1 doesn't work, so then no bittul is going to work at all. If 1,000 to 1 doesn't work by Pesach, so then tam lefgam isn't going to be batel either. And the poskim say that still, if it's going to be lost entirely, if the taste is nisad legamre, it's like dirt or something like that, so then there's no iser whatsoever. Because the Rama says, chinong yimei medinos, we are knowing to be machmir, even by no same tam lefgam. Umakom sheish minag lahachmir, a place where the minag is to be machmir, afilo mashu, v'no same tam lefgam, aser. So then all these things are going to be prohibited. What is this machlokas about? Whether we say the rule of nosein tam lefgam is going to be mutter by Pesach or not. So the Prima Gadim explains that it depends why nosein tam lefgam is mutter by other cases. The Rashba says that the reason it's mutter is because the iser is batal barov, it's nullified by the majority. That even though in general, when you have a tama iser, which is still recognizable in a mixture, it's not going to be batal, still that's only when it's a good taste, or it's a taste that helps out. But if it's a disgusting taste, so then, by that, we will say bittel. As opposed to the Ran, who says that the reason we don't say, the reason we say no same time of Gamma's mutter is not because the Isser is batal, rather because the food, which has that bad taste in it, is not considered to be getting benefit from it. If you eat a piece which has a bad taste to it, so then that's not considered to be a real benefit. And the Torah only prohibited eating which has benefit to it, not eating which doesn't have benefit to it. So this explains Prima Gadam is a machlokas whether Nosin Tam Lufgam applies to Pesach or not. The one holds that Nosin Tam Lufgam is Asar, and Pesach holds that the reason Nosin Tam Lufgam in general is Mutter is because the Isser is nullified. So since by Pesach, even a Mashu is not going to be nullified, so even Nosin Tam Lufgam is not going to be nullified. The one who holds that Nosin Tam Lufgam is Mutter on Pesach holds that the reason that Nosin Tam Lufgam in general is Mutter is because the Torah only prohibits eating which has a benefit to it. So too by Chametz, if it's Nosin Tam Lufgam, it's also going to be eating which has no benefit to it, and therefore it is going to be permissible. So that, the Prima Gadam explains, is the basis for the Machlokes, whether we apply Nosin Tam Lufgam to the Halachas of Pesach or not.